You're listening to Energy FM. You love it. We play it.
Looking back over the season, I've seen you loads of times, and this might sound like a stupid question, Lee, but I don't think you've been out of second gear, have you?
Well, there's been an awful lot of games where we've won 4-5, 6-0 against short teams that are meant to be quite close to us, and we probably haven't got out of second gear, to be honest. Luckily for us, what I would say, in the two cup finals we did get to, I think you've seen the proper team. The first game against Peel, we just destroyed them in the first 45 minutes. We just took them apart. St Mary's the other night, up till them scoring the goal, I thought the game was sort of quite close, really. We hadn't got out of first gear, and they were really containing us well, but it sort of seemed like the minute they scored, it settled us down a little bit, and we got back into playing the kind of football we know we can. And in the end, once we got sort of 2-1, I think it knocked the wind out of them a little bit. They played well, maybe didn't feel like they should have been behind, which that might be right. And then after half-time, we just come out, and I think our fitness and our strength and the ability started to show, and in the end, they were swimming against the tide a little bit.
Would you agree with that, Neil?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, I think what a lot of people don't realise, I mean, when you play for Geordie, is a lot of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, you know, like obviously Dicko and Paul and Bassi and stuff like that is, you know, it's even before kickoff, and all the boys are a bit nervous and keen and eager to get out on the pitch, you know, never ever go out saying we're going to beat teams, we're going to batter them, you know, everybody turns up to training and work really hard, and the new additions like Frank and Jamie and, you know, have just shown, just fitted in brilliant, you know. It's just been so good to have a breath, fresh air in the team, you know, and then pushing everybody on. And so people who think that you can just like come up to Geordie's and think you can come in and get a game, it doesn't work like that, you know. You really got, because my first season there was horrendous, you know. I got a ban, and then, you know, I was involved with other things and that, but you just got to knuckle down and get through it, you know, and that's like the backbone of the setup with like Dicko and Bassi and Paul and Kia and all that, you know. So it's, there's a lot goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think Key is one of the best chairmen on the Isle of Man. Yeah, that's another pizza for me next week. That's all. Callum, would you put it down to the coach? Or would you not put anything down to Dicko, the coach?
Well, to be honest, I think it's just the players, really. I mean, you know, he was at St John's last year, got them relegated. So it's up to you, decide for yourself.
I think he's been a breath of fresh air up there. You're more disciplined.
Yeah, he has. No, I've always said that he's the best coach on the Isle of Man, and he should really be in the Ireland setup. I don't know why he isn't, to be honest.
Maybe something to do with Russian, I think.
Maybe. I'll have to ask him afterwards.
They're not picking the Isle of Man coach, are they, at the moment?
It was after the match down Russian, maybe.
But as I say, with a lot of the players in the team playing for the Isle of Man and being good quality players, I think it makes Lee's job a bit easier as well, trying to do some of the things he wants to do in training and things like that. And a lot of the players in our team have got great attitude and, you know, keep themselves fit and...
Well, Lee touched on that at the beginning of the season. I had a little word with him, and he says to me, training you lot is so easy because you all want to beat each other. He says every race, everybody wants to win, and it makes his life a bit easier. Is that right, Lee?
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to St John's. I went down there, I was working with a load of young lads, and they won the second division, and we'd come up probably in hindsight maybe a year too early.
Well, Malcolm Blackburn said when you left a team that could play football, so he said you did a great job down there.
But I was doing at St John's exactly the same stuff as I've done this year. The difference being is they're young, they probably had to learn what it takes to be successful. I then went up to St George's, and the lads had already won things repetitively. They'd had a bad season the season before, probably let themselves down a little bit, and they needed something fresh. I needed something fresh, and I think it was just a really good chemistry between us. Obviously played with all the lads in the Ireland side, so there was a mutual respect between everyone. I took up the same ideas, but the difference being, you do the running and we do the physical stuff, no one moans, everyone pushes each other. You've got four or five lads arguing after doing laps of the pitch because the same people cut the corners, and we'll have another go at it then to see who wins and things. And when you get that kind of attitude, all you have to do is just harness it a little bit, guide it in the right direction, and the rest takes care of itself, really.
I think as well the social side's been good as well this year. Like, all the lads get on. We've had, you know, nights out and a few parties and things like that, and everyone gets on.
Yeah.
So it's. I think next year, I think because we've only obviously played together for the first time this year, I think next year's we're going to be even better. Like,
yeah, it's worrying.
Yeah. Any new signings?
No comment.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard Johnny Myers is leaving Peel anyway.
So unless he goes.
Peel fans happy.
Well, looking at the team off last week, I mean, you're not an old team, you're quite a young team. I mean, Quay's only 26. Maka, who I think's been outstanding for St George's this year. I know you've won Player of the Year and fair do you, but I think he must be the most improved player I've seen this year, young Max Day.
I think Maka, for, I've said for 3 or 4 years now, I thought he should have been in Ireland international and regularly in the team. And I know Steve Burns was really, really impressed with him when they eventually did get into the squad. Really, really impressed with him. And I was a bit surprised, to be honest, he didn't go to the first round of the County Cup. Albeit Kev's got a job to do, and you know, at the end of the day, everything will fall on Kev, win, lose or draw. But I was really shocked Maka didn't make the squad. But you don't, I don't think anyone at St George's doubts him whatsoever. I think he is one of the top players on the Isle of Man, without a shadow of a doubt. Again, not taking anything away from Neil, I made up the one player of the year because, like he said himself, the likes of Callum, Frankie, Bassi and Pekka have had all the plaudits for scoring the goals. But it's great that he's got the recognition off other teams for doing that sort of unselfish job that doesn't really get noticed very much. But I think Maka, like you said, I think he's another one who's like Julian Ringham, unsung heroes. People don't say much about them, but they're outstanding every week and they never ever let you down.
And Callum, would you agree on that, young Maka? I mean, you're playing with me week in, week out.
Yeah, well, we always used to call him the potato because huge resemblance to one, but size and everything. But this year he's trimmed down a bit and got himself fit. And he's always on the sunbeds.
Is he common potato now or something? What's the difference?
just roasted potato now. but he has been quality for us. I mean, he's had to go in to right back this year. To help us out a bit, and Julian, unsung hero for the last 8 years. I mean, I can't believe he's never won Player of the Year, but he's gone in at left back and not complained and that, and it's been difficult for him, but he's done his job. But I reckon Julian will end up being probably one of the best players never to win that Player of the Year.
You're telling me you don't think he is
going to
win in the next 5 years, then,
Cal?
Have you already wrote him off?
Well, you never know.
Well, Callum's in with the
show. He's got bad hamstrings, isn't he?
Hang up your boots, Jules.
I was hoping for him, yeah, with me getting it. You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.